This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, the stock market's gone up and down before. It'll come back. But when we start doing these tariffs somewhere around 1st of April where everybody's got to be on the same level, people are looking at the stock market like, hey, this is how it's going to continue to be for months and months and months. That's not going to happen. President Trump has put together a smart group of people that understand a lot about the dollar, a lot about foreign currency, all the things that are going on. At the end of the day, it's all going to work out, and it's going to work out better for the United States of America.
That is Senator Tommy Tuberville from the great state of Alabama. I'm going to be visiting them next week. Did you know that?
Yeehaw!
Got to get to see my good friends that moved to Birmingham about 2 years ago, and that's we're looking forward to that trip.
I don't think you are able to say any southern state without having a little bit of an accent. Georgia,
well,
Alabama.
You have to a little bit. I love my folks that I know that live in the South. So that's just fine. You know, right now what he was talking about though is important because of course it's the stock market is up, the stock market's down. Everybody's seeing tariffs and they're worried about the potential government shutdown. So we want to get to our friend Taylor Riggs with the Big Money Show on Fox. And Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning, as always.
Yeah, that was Tommy Tuberville. You know, I told you one time, I think, that I got my Series 7 license and I worked in the financial services industry for a while. And it's expected, right? Every 3 to 4 years, you have what, a 5% correction? Every few years, you have a 10% correction in the market. This is not necessarily one of those moments. This is being impacted because of statements by the president regarding tariffs, probably, and maybe impacted by concerns over the government shutting down.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If
you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Yes. You know, I think yes to all of the above, and I would agree with you that healthy, normal corrections are good and needed. Remember, we just had two straight years where basically the stock market went straight up. It feels good in the moment, but that's not normal. So yes, every 18 months or so, you need a small correction in the equity market. And yes, sometimes in the economy as well. Recessions are normal parts of business cycles, as painful as they can be. I agree with you, though, that I think the stock market is responding to some of the messaging from the White House. They've been talking a lot about tariffs, and it's been volatile for business leaders to determine tariffs are on one day and they're off another day. And sometimes it's fentanyl and sometimes it's reciprocal tariffs. And what I hear is business leaders are really on board with reciprocal tariffs. That's something that they can get behind, they can understand, they can plan around. The on and the off uncertainty is, I think, what makes the equity market go through some of these gyrations, and it makes it hard for businesses to plan. We are also not hearing a lot about tax cuts. We're starting to hear more about it, but that's all the goodies, right? That can offset any impact, if there is any, from tariffs. So we do know that if we get through this, continuing resolution bill to avoid a government shutdown, we've heard that that will buy us time through September. While it takes Congress some time to get through a bill for the tax cuts and hopefully make them permanent. But again, now you're looking at September. We've kind of gotten a timeline from them. And I think business leaders really want tax cuts as soon as possible to really offset any of the uncertainty they may get from these tariff headlines.
Well, they've got to do it by March, or the Trump tax cuts expire, right?
The Trump tax cuts expire at the end of the year.
Oh, at the end of the year. For some reason, I was thinking it was sooner than that. I don't know why.
Yeah, so, you know, we have through, if the continuing resolution gets us spending through September, that's giving us a timeline.
Okay.
But unfortunately, in this economic cycle and this political cycle, you have midterms then basically next October, next November.
Okay.
And so it takes time for these tax cuts, as you know, to work their way through the system. So the longer you wait this year to get tax cuts through, the shorter amount of time there is for the benefit of those tax cuts to be felt by the American people as they're going to the polls in the midterm. And unfortunately, this is where we really lose out to China. China is thinking on a timeline of 100 years. We're thinking on a timeline, frankly, of every two-year political cycle. And that's where, I love democracy. Do not get me wrong. I will never vote for China over America. So pro-America. But this is where we can be, and definitely the stock market can be really short-sighted.
Yes.
But again, it speaks to the eagerness that we all need to feel when we are thinking about the urgency of these tax cuts.
What are the odds, you think, Taylor, of us actually going into a recession? Because isn't the definition of a recession you have to have at least, 3 months where, job numbers are down, consumer spending is down, GDP is, I forget what the factors are, but I mean, what are the odds that we actually go into one, do you think?
Yeah, I think the technical definition is the two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. We technically had that a few years ago, but the big think tanks in Washington who determine if it's an actual recession or not actually did not declare that a recession. I'm hearing more and more. The good news is we got inflation coming down a little bit this morning. But you did, on the bad news, get the Atlanta Fed GDP Now survey, which is very, very volatile. But it went from a positive 2.3% GDP growth in the first quarter to a negative 2.8%.
Oh, no.
Again, on uncertainty, on tariffs, on a big slowdown as everyone was ordering their goods to get ahead of tariffs by the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there definitely is some uncertainty. We would need to see two of those real negative quarters back to back this year. Again, as long as recessions aren't big. I mean, I grew up in the era when my recession was 2008, mm-hmm. and we lost everything. We lost our home. You know, Americans really, really suffered, and it took us 10 years to even find our way out of that time, right? But normal recessions aren't that big. They are much healthier than that. That was a one-off. So recessions are never good, but if there were to be one, hopefully it would be quick, easy, painless. But I think the jury is definitely still out on that if we were to get a recession this year.
I do have an important question for you. We learned some really big news, and I want to play this soundbite for you and get your reaction.
Because I am expecting this summer. My husband and I are really excited. So I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think we're just going to wing it, be super grateful.
You didn't bring a gender reveal kind of thing
on set here? No gender reveal.
Okay,
we'll just
fine.
See whatever God gives us. But also just wanted to say thank you to you guys and the Fox family for being so, what's the right word, appreciative and supportive of me while I focus on my other job, which has been to be a mother, while also allowing me to navigate the new thing that we're doing here, which is called TV. So excited and grateful, and thank you.
Congrats, Taylor, becoming a family of four.
Oh, thank you.
When's your due date?
Yay. I'm due August 1st. And, you know, we're thrilled. I hope to be working all summer. I want to work up until the day that I can, give birth. But we're excited. You know, children are the most special blessing in my life. But as you know, it's hard to navigate a work life and a home life. So I'm excited and anxious all at the same time, but obviously very grateful and grateful to God.
I don't know if you know this, Taylor, but my husband and I are expecting our second, and I'm due August 28th.
So
amazing. Yeah. Congratulations. See,
thank
babies
you.
Everywhere. Babies are the best.
Yep.
The more the merrier.
And it's so fun. We didn't find out with our first. We have a son who's two, and we didn't know if he was a boy or a girl, and it was so fun, and we're planning to do that again and wait, and it sounds like you guys are doing the same thing.
Oh, yes, you are my soul sister. So, oh, I love this. Please keep me posted on your journey. And again, if you end up having a boy or a girl, it is the best surprise. Congratulations.
You too, Taylor.
Yeah,
thanks.
Congrats, Taylor. Thanks for your time today.
Of course. My pleasure.
Yep. Take care. Big Money Show, of course, airing there on the Fox Business Network. Just expanded to 2 hours, I believe. And they will have no shortage of things to talk about coming up. Today, for sure, on the markets.
Get more at 971talk.com.